Now, later this week, Anzac Day events will centre on Turkey, which plays a major part in the military history of New Zealand and Australia. This year's centenary commemorations will include a first performance there of a song penned by a Scot, which has become something of a soundtrack to the event for generations of those growing up in the Southern Hemisphere. And later today, it'll be the subject of a brand new BBC documentary. Bruce McKenzie takes up the tale.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover.
Across Australia and New Zealand, they're preparing for a major event in the national calendar, Anzac Day, when citizens remember the contribution and suffering of all those who've served in conflict. The commemorations are held on the 25th of April, the date in 1915 when Australian and Kiwi forces first saw battle in the First World War. Matt McLaughlin runs a company out of Canberra called Battlefield Tours.
Well, it's a really unique day. I think it's become our de facto national holiday. So there's a huge participation in Anzac Day. We have people attending marches and dawn services, and we get literally thousands and thousands of people all across Australia come out to commemorate this day. So it really is a big day.
Matt takes tours to the site of the first conflict Anzac troops saw, Gallipoli in Turkey. On Friday, this year's dawn service there will have a very special guest, Eric Bogle. Born in Peebles, he emigrated to Australia in 1969 and 2 years later penned the song which would become Anzac Day's unofficial anthem.
And the band played waltzing.
When I was watching the Anzac Day parade, one of the bands coming along in front of, a band of soldiers was playing Waltzing Matilda, Banjo Patterson song, you know. Once a jolly swag man can buy a bill, that one. And that gave me the idea for the hook for the song.
In contrast, though, to that traditional Aussie ditty of firesides and billabongs, Bogle's song had a powerful message about conflict.
And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water.
Ricky Ross presents a new BBC documentary about the song, which has seen a multitude of cover versions from the likes of June Tabor, Archie Fisher and the Pogues.
I think it comes in from that folk tradition where stories are told and details are not spared. The reason that people go back to these songs, I think what they're trying to find is, where do we all fit into this story? How would we have survived? What would we have done?
For many across the world, the song acts as both a humanitarian warning and a history lesson. Here's Ricky Ross again.
And I think Gallipoli will be a name that people will know, and they'll know it's the First World War, they'll know it's something to do with Australia and so on, but I think that for many people, their knowledge of that battle and what happened will have come through the song, because the song is, it's quite a long song apart from anything else.
And some 40 years on, Eric explains that whilst the setting is Gallipoli, the song was written in the time of the Vietnam War and was a backlash against that.
You have to realise that Anzac and what happened in Gallipoli is part of the national DNA. Every school kid knows all the myths and the legends of Anzac. Whereas, even when the war was going on, and the Vietnam War was going on, and our soldiers were dying there, most of the people in Australia couldn't point to Vietnam on a map.
Whilst the young songwriter at the time didn't realise the impact his song would have 4 decades later, he says he had a certain feeling about it.
It was only about the third or fourth song that I'd ever written. It was 8 verses long. And I knew there was a kernel of a good song there, so I tried to cut down to 4 verses, but only managed 5.
As Australians and New Zealanders commemorate Anzac Day 100 years on, the song will be performed where it first began.
But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all.
Bruce McKenzie reporting there, and you can hear and the band played Waltzing Matilda here on BBC Scotland at 1:30 today, just after the John Beattie show. Right now it's coming up to 24 minutes past 7.